And man, what a turnout that they had Saturday. And I know, let's first, Kelly, just talk about the generosity of two people, Robert Walter and Andrew Fisher, who said, well, what should I do with this stimulus money? Well, I'm going to use it to put together a fundraiser for Wheeler's Cafe, a locally owned small business in Mercer County. So just kind of take us through your emotions and then kind of the turnout of the people on Saturday. A pretty neat story.
Yes, it's a really neat story. Andy called me on the phone a couple weeks ago and wanted to know. He said, Rob and I have an idea to do with our stimulus check. And he said, will you go for it? And I said, well, you're going to please explain it to me first. And they said they wanted to take their stimulus check and they wanted to have a pay it forward to a small business. And then they chose mine. And it was we had so many people. I think he said he had 300 pounds of pork. We sold out of that. And the lines the people had, it was supposed to go from 4 to 8, and we were sold out by 6:30. It was awesome.
And I think I saw the net from it was around $7,500, and you see that kind of support and those type of people come together for your business. What were your emotions in all this Saturday?
Oh, tears. I just couldn't believe it. Not at all. I could not believe the many people, as you've seen, come in there, and the lines and the traffic jams just in a small town, and the support I got. It was awesome.
And I know you have to be wanting and hoping that this return to normal comes to play here sooner than later. So I know.
Oh, yeah.
So just talk a little bit about kind of what you're going through, and I know you got to be hoping to get back open and, you know, back to normal and, you know, be able to serve people inside that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yes, I miss everybody. I could not believe it was going to take this long. You know, when they first said, you're going to be shut down for 2 weeks, and I thought, well, you know, I can handle this. You know, it'll be all right. But this is going on long enough, you know. I'm ready to get back to normal.